This is Narelle Graham on ABC Radio South Australia and Broken Hill.
It's 19 minutes to four, and coming up on ABC Radio South Australia and Broken Hill, Ed Husic, who is the Federal Minister for Industry, will be talking about this announcement for Whaler today. Keep sending your texts and making your calls as we tell you about a creation made by students at Mundulla Primary School in the southeast. Let me tell you where it is. Mundulla, southwest of Bordertown. It's about a 10-minute drive from Bordertown out on the Narra Court Road, and it's about a 7-minute drive southeast of Canawigra. Hello to Mick in Canawigra, who sends in texts to the show quite often. And this creation that the primary school students made is currently on tour of South Australia. It's Mundulla's Super Spinner, and it is one of the top-rated designs from last year. The first stop on its tour was Port Augusta. It's part of the 2024 Space to Dream travelling exhibition put together by the Office of the Commissioner for Children and Young People. The Commissioner is Helen Connolly. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Narelle. Lovely to speak with you again.
And you too. What is a super spinner?
We probably need to get the kids on to explain it, but it's a thing that helps you tell the time. It's like a stress ball, so you can squish it for stress, and it's got a walkie-talkie in case you get lost. So it's a kind of, I reckon it's something probably like Doctor Who's, you know,
his sonic screwdriver.
But this is a bit of a super spinner, so it has multiple functions.
It's like a Swiss Army knife, but you take it to Mars because they won't let you take your Swiss Army knife on the plane.
And it needs to be squishy. So, look, it's gorgeous, isn't it? It's just so creative, the things that these kids have come up with.
Yeah, fabulous ideas. How did the kids design this device? So what was the brief they were given?
So, look, and it's got a bit of a backstory. So, essentially, when I started in this role, which is really interesting, 8 years ago, believe it or not, we were just kind of talking about space stuff. I think it was pre-Space Discovery Centre opening. There was a lot of this stuff, talk around it, but we've come a long way in 8 years. So I designed this challenge, which was essentially about teaching kids digital skills. And in order to make it super fun, we created this thing that said, design a toy or a gadget to take to Mars for a kid your age who's going to move there. And so as part of that, they either do it as a 3D on a 3D kind of printed version, or they draw it as a 2D. And schools all over SA do it in their classroom at school, and then they send their best ones in, and I judge them, and then the winner gets a prize, and the prize is a 3D printer for the school. So it's not insignificant. So you get these great little grade threes and fours who've won amazing prizes for their little country schools.
Isn't it so cool? They've just really rose to the challenge, didn't they? Helen Connolly is the South Australia's Commissioner for Children and Young People. And if you're hearing this, your school might be able to get involved in this type of project too. When the travelling exhibition visits, is that what happens, Helen? Are the students who see the exhibition given the task, well, now you create a design?
So it works in all sorts of different ways. So we essentially, all the winners go in January in the Space Discovery Centre. So they've been great supporters. So they show all winning entries. And so they've said lots of kids go in there in the holidays to look at their designs. We then package it all up, and there are 26 participating libraries. So we've got 6 metro, 20 regional, and it goes in the box with a banner, and it just amazingly does the circulation route like books do in our libraries, and it goes to different places. And in particularly small country towns, the whole family will go and have a look. But kids going, they get inspired. And then the next year they take that inspiration and they turn it into their own gadget. So the winner was Coomanduk Area School. So
Jack, good old Coomanduk.
Yeah, so Jack and Coomanduk, they won the 3D printer, and he made a gadget which was it was really cool. I really liked it. It was like a dome for people to play netball on Mars. And it was a hologram. So there were people and balls and our own sensors to detect if you were holding the ball right. So it's very. So they write a description as well. They design it, write all the description, give me all the science behind it. So there's a lot of, you know, what the gravity is on Mars, what the temperature is. So they've done. It's a research piece. It's really clever.
Yeah, there's some clever kids out there, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And all over the place. We had Murray School. They were one of the top winners as well. Lucendale Area School. And they're, you know, they're primary school. So, and it was all about making, I guess, keeping that inspiration and fun part of science and STEM as well going for them.
My goodness, I'm so glad I'm not at school. Some kid in Coomanduke is making a basketball, a netball thing with a hologram on it as part of a school project.
It's great, isn't it? And then they write these lovely little testimonials about that, how they enjoyed the process. And there's two other challenges. One is a coding one, which is called Learn to Speak Robot. So they're learning the language of robots. And the other one, Zoom Out, which is a kind of systems thinking challenge. So essentially they do it at school. It's all done. But they register on our website. All the materials are there for free. We kind of curate things, but it's pretty much plug and play. They can do it in their own way, in their own place.
So good. So where is the exhibition going to over the next few days or weeks?
Well, it's now in Port Augusta, Coomanduke and Pinneroo libraries, and then it's going to Balaclava, Lamoureux and Lucendale in March.
Helen, what a great project, and you're running it again this year, so we'll see some more fantastic designs from the brains of these very smart kids.
Great. Thanks for your interest.
No, thank you, Helen. Helen Connolly there, who is South Australia's Commissioner for Children and Young People. This is ABC Radio South Australia and Broken Hill.